Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio, to our listeners this morning. We want to say good morning, America.
Woo! Yeah.
Yes. But as the blog lady was talking, you know, we won't disrespect nobody. So we were trying to tell y'all about this amazing, powerful woman of the Most High God, Sherry Bronson of Bronson Media. I'm like, doing life with this amazing woman of God is like Dudamus as well, okay? Mm-hmm. It's like, she is like a rudder, right, Lord?
Yes,
y'all know,
is.
Even with the big cruise ships, y'all know the rudder be like, it guides and directs, and that's who Sherry Bronson is in my life.
Yes.
And if you want that powerful force in your life, you too must go to the Sherry Bronson Show or Bronson Media,
yeah,
and they will hook you up on the next dimension of doing life in the media world.
Yes.
Yes. Bronson Media. I'm so excited. I love you, Sherry Bronson. You're just so amazing. The greatest sister on the planet. So we're just sending our shouts out the way the Holy Ghost is telling us, because these are mighty people, and I'm just so excited. So, good morning, Miss Kendra Sibley and Daryl Gumont. Kendra, you are so beautiful. I'm like, this lady right here is absolutely beautiful. Every time I see her and her amazing fashions, and she's just all over the industry with her fabulous self. So, good morning, Kendra. Good morning, Daryl. What you say, Daryl?
And Daryl, if you're wondering where we got this T-shirt from,
girl, you know,
they're Crosswalk.
Yeah.
We got blessed from Crosswalk Church.
Yeah.
And so we had to support them, right?
Yeah, we, you know, we fill her everybody.
Yeah, let me show the back.
Ahead,
see
girl,
the back? See the back?
Because see, it's here right
Woo!
Now. It says freedom is here.
Yeah.
And it's here right now. Right now. So if you want to be free, I'm telling you. And I just would love to send my shouts out. Good morning, Leslie Pope. I love you, and so thankful that you are on the radio with us this morning, and we're going to talk about some great things. Daryl says, praise God. Okay? So, Daryl, we are going to wear our whole get-up. I hope America's ready for this sold-out dimension that we're going to be wearing it. We're just waiting for the right time.
Yes.
You know, we have to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So that's
and
what
it's
we do.
On when we put it on.
As they say, it's on and popping, dude. Okay?
So it's going to be like a Mission Impossible for Jesus.
For Jesus.
Possible?
Possible. All things are possible on this mission.
All things.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Rhonda Elkins, my double DNA sister, daughter, queen of the Most High in the kingdom doing life. I'm telling you, Rhonda's a powerful supporter of every ministry that is moving forward. I'm telling you, we just thank God for you guys.
And she shared the videos. Mwah. Thank you for
the
sharing
she's
the videos so people and souls will get touched around the world. To glorify God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And she's a powerful force.
Yes.
And she has so many. She's one of the most powerful supporters of Marlo Mosby Ministry. I mean, she be in her sleep sometimes messaging me in the Dudamus hour. I mean, well, good morning, our
Gigi.
Gigi, Brother Jeff. Thank
the
you
gift
so
giver.
Much. Yes. There he is.
Cheers.
I love it. Bam. To God be the glory.
Thank
so, hallelujah.
You, Brother Jack.
Yeah, so we are representing Crosswalk Church.
Yeah,
with Pastor Eric Pressgrove, Pastor Bobby McCants, who is always here, a co-host on the men's edition of the Mornings of the Mansion, with our brother Edward Sawarski of the 11421.
And Pastor Rick Pope, he blessed
Come on now.
Edward, they passed
Pastor Rick.
The t-shirt.
Pastor Rick's show is here at our mansion studio on Fridays at 2 p.m., God encounter.
Yes.
So if you want to hear people talk about their encounters with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord himself, tune in on Fridays at 2 p.m. It's so amazing. So we're just so excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people.
Yes.
And it's amazing, too. You know, one thing about the body. I hear that song. We are the body. Why aren't our hands moving? Why we ain't moving, America? No, really, why aren't our hearts beating? We got to be hearing what God is saying, and it's about the souls. It's about soul winning.
Yes.
I think we just get it kind of a little mixed up, and we start thinking about what we think about, and ain't nobody seeking God. We think it. So it's all about what God is talking about, and that's what pleases the kingdom, because we want everybody to go in. Everybody should have an opportunity, because Christ already told us once the whole world hears about, you know, hear about him, be on the scene.
Yes.
So, like Pastor Sam says, the king is coming.
Yes.
And he really is. We're going to talk about that with Pastor Sam Duvall a little bit later, because we are so connected to Israel in this hour. We just thank God for the dunamis connection and how divine it is, and how he trusts us to pillar these people of God and his Jewish people. Those are the people of God. So we're just excited about what God is doing and how he's doing it. But we want to say thank you for tuning in to our Facebook family, our blog radio listeners, because we have an amazing topic this week. This might be a whole week topic. I don't know. I'm just trying to warn y'all. Okay?
Might be a two-part topic. Yeah,
for sure. Definitely two-part, but it may be three times. I don't know. Y'all know we're just doing what God say we're doing, because we got a whole lot of stuff going on, notes, and I'm telling you, America, there's a lot going on. So, just good morning, though. I hope you guys got your coffee or your Dr. Pepper, okay?
Your popcorn, whatever you need in the morning.
Woo. So, listen, feel free to call in at our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. Yeah, so call in if y'all want to join on this amazing topic. But we just pray today, Laura. So, we're going to pray this morning for our listeners today.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo!
Father Abba, we thank you so much for this morning, for this day that you have made. And Father, and we are going to rejoice, Father, because rejoicing in you is knowing that we have hope, Father. We have hope in you, God, and we are nothing without you. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, with welcome you, Abba, to manifest in our lives, in our hearts, in your word, Father. Prepare the hearts of all the souls that are watching, Father, to be touched by your word, your love letters, which is like fire. Father, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, and it's all for your glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name above all names, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. So we just ask you guys to share the video because we just want to be a blessing, because we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
We just pray that you guys would, you know, really hear what God is saying to you today. And we have a great topic this morning, Laura.
Yes.
Our topic this morning is the giant of fear, because it is such a giant in the lives and in the hearts of not just people around the world, but especially in God's people. So God wants to talk to us today about how to be overcomers, you know, and to take, you know, take it by force. And we have to know that we can do that in the Word of God. Because like Laura and I'll talk about, we talk about it, it's like fire. It's a love letter. And everything about it, and the opposite of fear is love. So we're going to talk a lot about what God is talking about today. So, Laura, we're going to go to the Word of God this morning with our first scripture, which is in Isaiah 41. So write these scriptures down, America, and go back and read them for yourself so that you can hear what God is saying, especially to you on today.
And God bless everyone that's tuned in. And yes, write down the scriptures and then study them for yourself. And I thank y'all for being patient with me as I'm learning and growing and knowing how to read it in Spanish. Touch my Spanish, the Spanish community, mi familia, and my twin sister will read it in English. So God bless you, and I pray that God would touch every one of you. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. God's love letters, which is like fire.
Woo!
Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And Isaiah 41, verso 10, la palabra de Dios dice, no temas porque yo estoy contigo.
Come on, man.
No desmayes porque yo soy tu Dios, que te esfuerzo siempre de ayudarte, siempre de sostenerte con la diestra de mi justicia.
Woo, woo.
Gloria
a Dios. I sure felt that, America. Hallelujah. So the word of the Lord in Isaiah 41 and 10 reads, this is what I love. We're talking about the fear of the giant of fear today. Hashtag fear not. So when the Lord tells us, fear thou not, for I am with thee, you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. And yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That is so powerful. Actually, reading that scripture this morning and with the subject of the giant of fear, that really speaks it all. So with the Lord telling us, fear not. Why are we so afraid? Because we do, we get into this posture of saying, you know, I can't do this, or I don't know how you do that, but I'm not going to be. We first of all, we talk ourselves out of the promise. And then we blame the devil. Well, the devil told me, the devil said, but are you hearing what God said? Because God's word will never return void. Never, ever, ever, ever. Never. And that's what he says. So we have to, as people of God, you know, the Lord is really trusting us, and because we're all ministers of the kingdom, every last one of us that are believers. So we can wake up every morning with a zeal of saying, you know what, Lord, I just want to be blessed to be a blessing. I just want to help somebody. Because Laura and I was in another dimension yesterday, and the lady that we were that came into the room was like freaking out. And Laura was like, can I pray for you?
And I said, can I pray for you?
Okay. Yeah.
She couldn't breathe either.
She was like, oh, my God. And she was afraid of nothing. It's already done, America. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, it is finished. And so many times we get up to where we want to, you know, I think it's the release of trusting God. You know, we trying to figure it out. We trying to mold it. We trying to do it because we think. And then one day we just surrender. We wake up and you say, you know what? What was wrong with me? Why did I spend 15 years in the wilderness? That's because we were acting like them people back then. And what's so amazing about that them walking, because that, you know, in that time of dispensation, God tells us, I am with thee. He was walking. He had the cloud by day and the, you know, the fire by night. Come on now. When you think about the depth of that, God is always, he will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So we have to get serious about what God is saying. So the giant of fear, hashtag fear not. So Laura, what's on your heart this morning?
What I want to share is also about what you were talking about yesterday, that young woman that we prayed for that was so symbolic. You know, as y'all know, when I wake up in the morning, I always ask for divine appointment. And I believe that was a divine appointment because not only did we pray for her, and as I have no fear in being bold about praying and speaking life and the word of God over souls, because when I saw her, I saw a soul.
Yeah.
She was in need of a glue or a safety pin or something because her little bowl was coming out of her shoe. And a while back, God told me to put a safety pin in my purse, and I did. He goes, you're going to give it to somebody, and you're going to pray for them. And it took place. So I said, she goes, I need a safety pin. And you know, for me, it was symbolic. Because when she said she needed a safety pin, there's safety in Christ Jesus.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
And she was in a lot of fear.
She was. Wow.
Right?
She was.
She was. Her mom was like, calm down. She was like, she couldn't breathe. So I gave her the safety pin, and then I said, can I pray for you? I said, I have a safety pin. She goes, oh, really? And I said, yeah. I said, but can I pray for you? And she said right away, yes, please do.
Yeah.
So I lay hands, and I prayed for her. She shared what she was going through, and I ended up praying also for the baby's daddy,
mm-hmm.
and which he was in jail, and God, Holy Spirit just
he closed.
He just mm-hmm. did his work through me.
Hallelujah.
I'm just a willing vessel, you know. Man. I'm about the King of Kings mm-hmm. and the Lord of Lords, glorifying Him and giving people hope. Because when we speak the word of God and we pray for them, you know. Sometimes they don't know. They need to know, you know? And she was, you know, after we prayed for her, she was like,
right?
She feel better.
And she was better. She started functioning in a new capacity.
And I told her, just fall in love with Jesus, you know? Just get to know Jesus, you know? But that was a divine appointment.
Yeah.
And that fear was like, it was gone.
It was gone.
You know, so I thank God for his word. I thank God for that divine appointment. I thank God that he's the Father of hope. And what I want to share that in my past, in my walk with God, right away, as I gave my heart to Jesus, as I struggled back then with a lot of addictions and pride and anger, reading.
Hallelujah.
As I learned that scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for he who believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. Right away, I knew that scripture. And everywhere I went, I wanted to tell people about that scripture, right. You know, which God's love letters, it's like fire. And I was not afraid. I was, God used me. I want to tell people about you, because if you could touch me and change my life, and God right away took that fear that I used to have about my, you know, how I felt about myself. And I used to be afraid of going to a church building because of my lifestyle, my struggles, my addictions, you know. And I had fear of, and I didn't think I was good enough to go and be in front of God's people because of where I was at, darkness. But God, right away, as I gave my heart to Jesus, took that fear away. You know, when I saw what he did in the cross and all that blood he shed, it was like that fear just... And any time that fear tries to rise up, I have to, because things are going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be trials and tribulations that are going to take place. But then I have to remember his word. I have to remember it is finished. So I just want to share that.
That's beautiful.
Nothing's too hard for God.
But it's so true, though. It's so true in Lord. That's so beautiful, because as I'm listening to you, the revelation of this short testimony for me, for you, was that, see, the thing about it is, once you get sick and tired of being on the run, or the fear will put you on the run, too. It'll do a whole bunch of things. And it becomes your puppet master in our lives. One thing that I see in your testimony is that you were so hungry, you came into the place suddenly, immediately, with God, the place of intimacy. You fell into that place immediately. A lot of people struggle in that place and getting to the place of intimacy.
Yeah.
But your heart was so ripe and ready, and you were, because God is a God of the heart.
Yeah. And I was bold, yeah. But I remember I was bold when I was in the club.
Yeah.
I was bold and had no fear when I was out getting drugs, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, now I need to use that boldness
of
Jesus,
you know? So she flipped the script on there. Okay. It's all about flipping the script, you know, and
I was bold about speaking curses to people back then. Okay, I'm delivered from that. I speak blessings. I'll pray for you. But, you know,
it's a flip-flop.
It was like a flip-flop.
But you know what, since you're talking about that, we're going to touch base on this, because, listen, fear, it is a powerful, lying spirit.
Yeah.
It is. But we're the one who feed it.
Yeah.
We feed it. You know, and here's the thing, not only that, but fear produces stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then stress breaks your body down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is not just like some type of emotion. It will rest on you, in you, lay on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when any type of spirit is coming against you, it's a legion that comes with it.
Yeah.
It really is. Then you got anxiety. So,
it takes away your peace.
It takes away, I mean, you be.
It brings sickness
come on,
to your body.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Because then other things start to manifest, you know, on you and
negative
in you.
Thoughts.
And then you become negative. And then we were going to talk about it a little bit farther down. But fear touches everybody you touch.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Because you throw that wave. You know, when it's all about being in an atmosphere that's conducive. But we also create atmospheres of fear. We do that, and then the next thing you know, the person you're talking to next to, you're speaking all that into the atmosphere, then they become fearful.
Yeah.
Now, it's two fearful people. And we're going to talk about a little bit farther down how fear changed the nation for 40 years. We're going to talk about it in the Word of God, because it does. It only took 10 people back then, and they changed the nation for 40 years. Because this person talking about fear, then they caught that way. The next person talking about fear, then they caught that way. Before you know it, that's why they never went to the promised land. Because they was tripping on the spirit of fear. They was all being the puppets, and a whole bunch of stuff went on with that. But that's why we have to bring the Word of God to you, where it tells us these things. Because God says in Philippians 4, so we're going to read that, Laura. Philippians 4, let's go there. So we got to back up this word with the word. Hallelujah.
God's love letters, which is like fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Filipenses 4, versos 6 y 7. La palabra de Dios dice, por nada estáis afanosos, sino sean conocidas vuestras peticiones delante de Dios en toda oración y ruego con acción de gracias, y la paz de Dios que sobrepasa todo entendimiento. Guardará vuestros corazones a vuestros pensamientos en Cristo Jesús. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And the word of the Lord in Philippians 4:6-7 reads, be careful. In the King James New Verse, the New King James, it reads, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, America. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, so let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, see, that's what you should be chasing after. Okay? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. When you're going through stuff, well, really growing through stuff, stop telling people, oh, I'm just going through so much. No, you're growing through it. Because if you're not growing, you're going to keep going. Okay? Hallelujah. Good morning, Ms. Davina. I love you, Big D. So listen, so keep your heart and mind. This is what really, if you can really accomplish that, and it's a day-by-day thing.
Yeah.
Keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And this is what I love about, and we didn't put this on here, but we're going to go ahead and do this, because in verse 8 it says, finally, I love how God does things and how he says things. See, once you do get 6 and 7 down, you can say, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, finally I made it. Finally, my brethren, or sister, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, how much strength you got? Come on now, gird up. And if there be any praise, think on these things. So what we do is we get caught up thinking about the electric bill. We get caught up thinking about the water bill. We do. We get caught up, really. We get caught up thinking about what people saying, what people doing. We get so caught up in all this stuff that don't mean, as they used to say back in the old days, don't ask man up to a hill of beans. Okay? It means absolutely nothing. We get caught up on the card now, and all we got to do is steward the stuff. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, true. Just walk out true. I was looking at this post yesterday on Facebook, and I pray that everybody in America saw it, about the people that were married for 82 years. Did everybody see that in America?
82 years.
Come on now. So it was so, mind-blowing, you know, because, see, they're living the promise. They're living the promise, and they're doing it together, you know, and they tell you, hey, you know, first of all, it was so amazing because this scripture reminds me of it, because they were like, just tell the truth. That's all they can, just tell the truth and communicate and, you know, honor one another and love each other, and your marriage will work. And they've been married 82 years, and they both 103 and 100. They live in the promise.
Yes.
Because whatsoever thing. That's, and finally, see, at some point, I'm sure that, you know, they had some whatever was going on in life, but they made it through the depression. They made it through all these things that life will come at you with.
And the test of time.
But one thing that the granddaughter was so pivotal in talking about was Christ was the center of their life, you know, and that's when you are doing life with people, whether you're married or friendships, partnership, you're still in a ship, okay? But we have to, you know, when we get connected in life and doing life, there has to be a balance.
Yes.
Because if you want too much and you down and I'm down here and you up here, we still not balanced, or vice versa. If I'm up here, down here, and you up. However, we got to find a way to balance this thing out and walk it out together and care about everything that everybody care about. And not it be one-sided. I don't know how we went there, America, but we're going, Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
We just talking about what God is talking about. Because we got to really get this thing together, because these are the issues that come up in doing life, whether you're in ministry, business, home, just, you know, you may be a stay-home mom or stay-home grandmother, or you may be retired. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, but the word tells us when we finally make it to this place, to be anxious for nothing. And everything, he don't say in some things, he said in everything. Come on now, through prayer.
Yes.
So we got to get in the face of God and say, and that's why we have to let those things fall away. Get in his presence and say, Lord, not my will, but yours. What is my assignment for today? Take it one day at a time. What is my assignment? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? That's the divine appointment that Laura talks about. when we get in a posture of really, and God knows your heart, he's going to know if you believe it. I mean, if you mean it, if you don't mean it, he's going to know if you believe it, if you don't believe it. I'm telling you. So he will, we have to get in a place of where that we allow God to trust us from the small things to the big things. And that's how things manifest in your life. And then there are the people that are watching you that are spectators. They watching you. They will, you don't even know, they be speaking curses over you. They be, no, people you don't even know. Are you serious? Yes. So, you know, we have to be mindful of that. But we have a caller. Let's see if we can get our blog to work this morning on our call-in. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Brother
Jack.
Good morning.
Yes, in the flesh.
How you doing?
All right, you... I'm doing great, doing great. You girls are doing a great job. You're doing better than the guys. I tried to call in yesterday, and I just kept getting bumped off, you know.
Brother Jack, I was going to tell you that.
Yeah.
I want to apologize in front of America, okay?
That you don't have to apologize.
Well, yeah, because
you're still doing a great job. Everything, you got the message on Facebook, and I got to tell you, King James, great topic.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray for all the listeners right now, and God bless everybody listening to this powerful message.
Amen.
You know?
Hallelujah.
Brother Jack, we love you. Thank you for your love and support. We really, really appreciate you. We know it's all Jesus, but God bless you, brother, and we're praying for you and your family, and God bless you. I pray that God will continue to manifest and touch your life like never before. And we love you. We love you. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Anyway,
you
listen, I don't want to hog this show.
I miss you. I'm thankful to God you call us because we miss you.
Yeah, well, I didn't die yet. I didn't die yet, you know.
No, you didn't die yet. Of course you didn't. So, Mr. Jack, you called to pray in for our audience today and our listeners?
Oh, yeah, for everybody. And this is, I'm telling you, King James, great, great, great message. Oh, you girls really picked a good one today. You know?
Amen. God bless
you, Lord. I want to pray for my roommate. I think he's got a warrant out for his arrest as of this afternoon. Hopefully he gets out with no bail. You know what I mean? That's Muggsy, the guy who smokes all the pot. You know?
Oh, we'll pray that he'll have a rotting counter there at the jail. How about that?
Yeah. Maybe that'll get him off the pot. Maybe that'll get him off the pot, you know? But, no, it's a serious thing. I don't know, whatever. That's not my problem. But anyway, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. You're doing a great, great job.
We appreciate you.
All right. All right, and tell Ed my phone was charged yesterday. I heard him. He says he forgot to charge his phone. Now. I heard every word he said because I watched the show. You know, I always watch the show at night. I put it on for the surround sound. I watch the whole thing at night when I'm alone in bed, peaceful, you know. You know.
All right.
And I want to give a shout out to the 11421, the whole crew that's listening.
11421.
You know, there's a lot of Woodhaven guys listening.
Yeah,
I think they all need a little God.
Amen.
Hey, is he there?
Well, we love you, Brother Jeff. Thank you for calling in today,
Is that around?
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, I hear him. Somebody said big hallelujah. You know, he's doing a great job. Great job.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Jack. We love you.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. Okay. Bye-bye.
We love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.
Brother Jack.
Woo-hoo. The 11421 in Woodhaven, New York, on the line this morning. So we're going to have to make sure that we continue to pray for Brother Jack and his roommates and everything that's going on with
him. You know, he always called for us to intercede and pray for brothers and sisters in the Lord.
That's
you
beautiful.
Know? Wow.
Yeah. And that's right. That's right, Evan. So that's what it's really all about. And that's what we've been talking about.
God is hope. Praise God.
And I just thank God for that because, you know, we need the encouragement, too, because we need to know that we're really hearing God.
Yes.
And, you know we do, but we need that confirmation of
yes.
love.
Yes.
Because when you are, a lot of times we talk about things that other people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, these are topics that people, you either they're in denial or they don't, you know. And it's not even, if you feel that you have overcome a lot of these things that the Lord is talking about on these topics, that's why we have to be in position to help other people. You know, because everything we go through, America, it's not really even about us. It's about helping the next person. Because
yes.
it's the experience of growing through that will, you know, because if you ain't never been through nothing, you can't help nobody. You know, so if you've made it through that, you know, situation, then it's only because you're ready to help someone else.
Yes.
You know.
And when people say, well, it's okay when we go through this or we do this or we think that way, we're just human. No, we're spirit, okay?
Yeah.
And there's hope in Christ Jesus.
And it is.
And we got to speak the word. We got to believe what God says, and it shall take place.
It shall. I love that word because shall in the Greek means take place. Like Laura said, it will take place, you know,
yes.
but it's all about what we believe. So this morning we're talking about the giant of fear, and fear does become a giant. We magnify it, and it comes so big until we run the other way. You know, and a lot of times they talk about the aspect of fear with, like, Goliath, you know, how huge he was. And we'll talk about that because how
everybody
were, yeah, and everybody was running. That's what the 10 men was going back talking about, this giant's over there. We're not going to be able to go. I mean, they just was like, instead of, well, here's the thing. I had wrote this on a cue card, and it's somewhere in my notes, so I have to say it right now. So, listen, with the fear of the giant of fear, are you seeing the giant according to your size or God's size?
Ooh.
See, we have to know that because God is bigger than everything. He's bigger than fear. He's bigger than jealousy. He's bigger
world
than
in his
come
hand.
On now. So when you can see it through a whole new lens, a whole new perspective, and if you, you know, the Word of God said, "Let this mind in Christ be also in you." And if we have the mind, because we come out of the mind of God,
yeah.
we did. That's where we come from. Everybody said, "Well, I came out of my mama." Okay. But that was your mom catapulted you here into this dimension. But really, that's why we're going back to where we came from. And as the spirit law is saying, because we're spirit. But we get so caught up in this flesh, which is really dirt.
Yeah.
I love it when Pastor Betty teaches on that. It's dirt. And then here's the big picture, America. I don't want to sit by her. That means dirt don't want to sit by dirt. I don't want to sit by him. We have dirt babies. Everybody's like, my baby ain't no dirt. You just call my baby dirt. We all dirt, and we going back to dirt. But in this essence, in the natural, but in the spirit, we are spirit. So those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. We can't worship him in the flesh. I mean, we can throw our hands up, but really it's our spirit that elevates him, that worship him, that praise him. And the thing about fear, America, fear has a root. It does. It's just like a tree. The bigger the trunk, the stronger the tree. The bigger the trunk of root in you, the stronger it's going to be. And it will take you down. It will paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people wake up in the morning and see it right there knocking at your door saying, you can't do that. And then you be like, okay. And we never get the fulfillment of what God says we can have, you know, and have life more abundantly. That's just, you know, I've been in that place. That's why we're here ministering today, because we have all been in a place to where fear will put you on the run. We're supposed to put fear on the run.
Isolate you.
Yeah.
I have a friend right now that she don't go nowhere. She has that
Andy.
Fear of someone doing something to her, and she's in a lot of stress. She's in a lot of sickness, and she fears going places, getting out of the house,
yeah.
and she's just at the house bombarded with all this
fear.
Life.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Fear.
Yeah.
And I'm praying for her. I'm like,
yeah.
Lord.
Some people afraid to get on the freeway. Oh no, I don't get on the car. I don't know what's going on. I was like, are you serious? That's why you got a car. Okay. But I'm back. But
yeah.
you know, we have to understand that fear only does what we
allow
it to do to us. And I just thank God that we are more than conquerors, we're overcomers. You have to know who you are. And we cannot allow, you know, from this day forth, I just pray that everyone will say, you know what, Pastor Marlon, Evangelist Lord, you're right. I'm going to take a stand in my life today. And I'm not, and I mean I'm not, going to allow fear to paralyze me, to tell me another lie, because it's a liar. I'm telling you, it'll stop you in your tracks. It'll tell you not good enough. It'll tell you that you're ridiculous, or that, see, just like it used to tell me, you just weigh too much. You got the body. You all of that. And it was. And, you know, but when I read the word, it says you are not only fearfully and wonderfully made, but you, I'm telling you, you are a peculiar people.
I'm like,
so I was like, so I could be ridiculous? God, he was like, yeah, you had. Okay. Because I created you that way, and I created in his image. So that means God can be ridiculous sometimes. Okay. Hello, America. And that's just the truth. So don't dummy yourself down another day for people to not watch you, because they're going to be watching you anyway. They're going to be talking anyway.
Hello? That's true.
Yeah. So
enjoy Jesus, enjoy life, and count it all joy.
Count it all joy, because I'm telling you, America, fear, I got to put my glasses on because this is real good right here. It says that fear, not only does it have a root, but it's a paralyzing phobia of imprisonment. People can be in their own house. I'm telling you, there's more people in prisons that's free than people out here.
Yes.
And I know everyone can testify to that because he's going to the prisons every week. Largo, at least monthly or whatever. You know, I ain't going back. So I ain't going. I'm not called a prisoner. Okay. But you have to know what your call is and stay in your grace. Of doing what God is calling you to do, but I can feel or pray, seed, all of that. So figure out where you're supposed to fit in and pillar in the people of God that do that. Because I'm telling you, ask God to show you the root. Because it's a root. So you have to ask God, show me, because some of the rooting stems back from childhood. That you don't even have a clue that this thing is attached to you and it's been holding on to you. And the word of God says, fear not. So we're going to go to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, because you have to know that fear is a spirit.
God's love letters.
Which is
like fire. La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y vamos a leer la palabra de Dios en 2 Timoteo 1, verso 7. Y la palabra de Dios dice, considera lo que te digo. El Señor te dé entendimiento en todo.
Come on now.
Gloria a Dios.
The word of the Lord in 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reads, for God had not given us, not just me, not just you, but all of us, a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So listen to me, America. Fear is a spirit, but God didn't give it to you. So why are we picking up what God didn't give us? It's just like going out there picking up other people's trash and bring it to your house and put it in your kitchen. Yeah, that's really what that is. So he gave us power. So do you know how powerful you are all by yourself, and then how powerful you be when you come and connect with people that are just as powerful as you?
I want to apologize. I read the wrong scripture.
Oh, you did? What you read?
I read 2 Timothy 1, 7. Es Timoteo 1, 7.
That is it. 2 Timothy.
Is that one?
Yeah, 2 Timothy 1:7. Now you read the right one.
Okay,
my God.
All right.
Yeah, you read the right one.
Okay, I thought it was the wrong one.
You got this, Laura.
I
want to
make sure.
You got this, Laura. Okay? But sis, so we're talking about what God has given us and what he did. But we want to hold on what he didn't give us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we just walking this thing out, and we just got it all mixed up. And then we get caught up in this whirlwind, and then fear manifests and then root and rest in us. Mm-hmm. And then we get in this place, and like Laura was saying, you know, she have a friend that just don't come outside. I was listening to a pastor the other day said a woman's been dealing with fear for 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years of dealing with fear, locking her in her home. It locked some people in their rooms. You know, I'm telling you, how you going to buy a car and be afraid to drive it? Who does that? Come on now. It's gonna be on your consciousness.
Or read it and not believe it. You
come
gotta
on,
read
now.
It, but you have to believe it.
So listen, America, I'm telling you. So we have to recognize what's going on here. And when we recognize, you know what, I have been allowing the spirit to just run rampant in my life, and I didn't know how to break loose. But the word of God will tell you, it is a book of instructions. It will tell you.
Libro de instrucciones.
Yes. And I got a whole lot of scriptures we don't even go over where you can really speak this word into your atmosphere, speak it into your life. Once you get it in your heart and you believe it, you really, I'm telling you, and you will, these things will fall off of you, and you really don't have to do anything but shift the way you think, shift the way you walk, shift the way you talk. Because I'm telling you, the words we speak are so powerful. That's how the world was created. God said, what are you saying? I have a God said on my life. So I'm saying what God said. So that's why things will manifest in your life, because if you say it, you believe it, you shall receive it.
And what's so beautiful about God, that like me, in my walk, you know, anytime I dealt with a situation, pain, hurt, just trials, you know, big trials, not only do I believe his word, but, you know, his worship, his music, you know, God's music, which, you know, anytime I've gone through something, of course, I always have to remember all things are possible with God. And in the song, all things are possible.
Come on,
you
come
know,
on, Lord.
So you
come
have
on.
To believe and speak it, and it shall come to pass, because with us, nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
With God, all things are possible. And if you speak that fear, that whatever is trying to, you know, creep in into your spirit, it has to flee. It has to go, you know, and then you have to believe it, you know.
It's so true. It's so true. Because one thing about fear, what it does, it will keep you from experiencing God's plan.
Yes.
Okay?
You miss out on your purpose.
Come on. It'll keep you, but you keep you, really, because you obtain the spirit. You hold on to it. You feed it. You nurture it with all of these things that are not of God. And then we blame God. We have to get out. We got to shift, America.
Yeah.
We really do. We got to shift in the way we think and how we're walking this thing out.
That goes back to the stinky thinking.
Yes. Are you thinking or are you thinking? Yes. So we're going to back this word up with the word. We're going to go to Romans 8. Come on now. Romans 8:15, and we're going to go read 16 too today.
15
Lord.
And 16?
Yeah.
Romans 8. Romanos 8, versos 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
God's love letters, which is like fire.
Woo!
La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit continues manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Dios dice en Romanos 8, versículo 15, 16. Dice, pues no habéis recibido el espíritu de esclavitud para estar otra vez en temor, sino que habéis recibido el espíritu de adopción, por el cual clamamos, Abba, Padre. El espíritu mismo da testimonio a nuestro espíritu de que somos hijos de Dios.
Come on now.
Gloria
a
Dios.
True, it's so true. And the word of the Lord in Romans 8, 15 and 16, for ye have not received the spirit, it is a spirit, America, of
bondage
again to fear. But ye have, come on now, I hope y'all hear what God is saying, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, help me, Lord. Okay? The spirit itself beareth witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. So if God is in you and you walking out this life with God, when that spirit comes, because it will come,
it will.
Okay? When it comes, the word of God just told you it's going to bear witness. Oh, well, let me move on over here, because y'all remember when Satan approached God about Job. And God said, go ahead. Because, see, he knew what Job was.
He knew his heart.
Yeah. So the enemy's, he's talking to God, and he's like, well, but, you know, he is upright. God was like, have you considered that? So sometimes that may happen, America.
Yeah.
It's a test of your character.
Yeah. For a testimony.
Okay? Yes. So pass the test.
Pass the test.
Pass it, America. Good morning, Demetria. I call her Mimi, my sweet Mimi. How you doing this morning, beautiful woman of the Most High? So listen, that spirit of fear will bear witness against the spirit of God in you, and it's going to get somewhere and lay it down and get away from you. Because the word, I'm telling you, the word tells us that, you know, at the name of Jesus, you know, the spirit will flee. Just speak the word over that spirit that comes, because that's what Jesus said, it is written. So if the tempter came, because the tempter comes,
he will.
Because the word of God says, and the tempter came. It didn't say Satan. It didn't say the devil. It said the tempter. Because the tempter is going to come. If it came to tempt Jesus, and you think it ain't going to come to tempt you just because you're a daughter and son of the Most High God? We do. You know, we just think we're exempt from the attack or the, you know, things. Yeah. But when we, that the word of God tells us that spirit itself, that spirit that's coming, is going to bear witness to your spirit. And you ain't really got to fight. Jesus went to the cross. He said, Lord, it is finished. It's not. We already been. We done won the war. A lot of times we're just walking the process out.
Yeah.
You know, those spirits just come to be a distraction, to take you off course. And you over here looking at the spirit and your destiny and your promises over here.
Yeah.
And you can't even see what God has for you because you're focusing on the spirit that we magnify, we root up, we the ones that give it all the power. Because now the devil got some power, but it ain't got all power.
Yeah.
We got all power because when Christ, before he went to the cross, he said, hold up, wait a minute. Before I go, I'm going to leave you the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is here to lead and guide us into all truth. Now, back there, when we were talking about, I'm trying to remember what that was. I think it was in Philippians 4. You know, whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things. Come on now, think on these things. But what we do is we get caught up in a spirit of anxiety takes over. Then that creates, that magnifies fear. And then before you know it, you're in a place that you never thought you'd be because of the hopes and dreams and visions you had in your belt. And we never give birth to it. You know, because the enemy is a flaw find. It's going to come and tell you how ugly you are. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to tell you how ridiculous you are, that you're nothing. And then we believe a lie, because that's a lie. Because the word of God said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we all are. But do you believe that? So it's all about what you believe in. Because if you ain't believing it, you're not going to get it. But then you get upset with the people that's believing it and that's getting it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you can have it too.
Absolutely, because here it says that for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. And if you adopted, if we're sons and daughters of the Most High, because that's what we say we are, that means we are adopted. Okay? And then this is our reasonable portion. This belongs to us. So what we do is we don't receive, that's just like, if I brought Laura a gift, because her birthday was last week, and I said, Laura, here's your gift. So every day, our birthday in America, we get gifts every day. Okay. But if I brought you a gift and you didn't ever open it, hello. That's kind of ridiculous. But you want to tell everybody it's your birthday. But you ain't opening your gift. Come on, it's the same thing. You know, everything, all the attributes that God has for us, because fear, I'm telling you, that spirit, it becomes a giant in our lives, and we get in a place to where we don't even care anymore. We don't care about what things that God's talking about. We don't care about the people of God. We just get into a place, and I'm telling you, I see it every day. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And of course, we do pray for those people, Lord.
Yeah.
We do intercede. But you have to have a desire to get back in line.
Yeah. And that spirit of fear, not only if you start believing the lie, which is a big lie, and if you're not bombarding your mind with the word of God and just fall in love with God, not only will you walk in fear, but it leads to other addictions like people start getting drugs to help the fear,
then
or you know the and then next thing you